Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
It was a great second half from your team. What were you thinking at
halftime? Yeah. Oh, I thought in the first half a couple of times, WTF. So we were not ready first half, obviously. But Wolves did really well on top of that. So you could see it in these situations when Neto walks through three players into the box and we were not there, last step not there. I know I work with these boys now, with some of them a few weeks, 7, 8, 9 weeks, with some longer. I know when they can, they are there. Today they couldn't in a lot of moments. You saw with Maka, you saw with other players, they were just not, they didn't have the legs today. So, but I know as well, after a long time, if you can get through a first half with a reasonable result, like not being massively down, you can turn it. And but the team needed help, and we thankfully we could deliver the help a little bit with a change and a change of system and these kind of things. So obviously completely different halves, and you saw this pretty much the same players. First half looked a bit rusty, and second half, yeah, the boys were, it looked much easier. And so Wolves played a super first half, we a really bad one, and second half we were really good and controlled the game and kept going and scored one, and then not directly the second, so we needed a while. But we stayed calm, I liked that a lot, it was no rush, we didn't kick balls somewhere, we really tried to play around, break lines. So, and 3-1 is a result I didn't expect and after 20 minutes, and maybe not in half time, but during the second half, we deserved the result, and so that's fine.
And you gave Gerald Quansah his first start, the first team. How do you think that he coped, especially in the first half, with the way things were going for some of the guys you
had there? Yeah, he did well, eh? He did really well. It was really good. It's a nice, wonderful experience for him. So he came on always in very decisive moments. It's not that he was not, it didn't come on to close games or whatever. It was we were a bit, we had to do something there. And today he was good, I have to say. In such a disorganized team like we were in the first half, being the one who looks kind of all right is a statement. Absolutely. So really happy for him. He's obviously pretty happy in the moment as well. But no, he's a good boy.
Yeah, what did you make of Dominic's performance? I mean, even the first half, he was always wanting the ball.
Yeah. Yo, Dom. We have to say, it's really, he has a massive influence on our game already. So it's like he, I mean, he didn't play well first half, and so he was he lost balls and stuff like this. Where you know, we lost so many balls. I think the main situation of Wolves were when we gave the ball pretty much in a center circle away, and then they had the counter attacks. Then had the diagonal ball to Neto. Obviously, we left Anjou in a 1v1 situation. Neto really in a really good moment, good first half. So that were the moments, and that doesn't help. But he stays in the game, and that's probably the biggest strength. So it's not a great game, but he stays in the game. And second half, he played Curtis and Dom on a double six, which is a very offensive double six. But they did really well. They did really smart, both of them. And so, yeah, he turned it into a really good game.
Lewis?
Jürgen, you talked to Alexis. ellipsis of the half time.
Oh, he was done. No, he was done. Yes, yellow card, and he was exhausted in the first half already. So come on, we know now how good Alexis is. And first half, obviously, he decision making. We saw during the week when he had the oxygen mask. I'm not sure where it was exactly, but I thought a couple of times they should have left it a bit longer there. That would have helped maybe. So it was just tough. And it was pure. Just come on, that's it for today. And the yellow card then. When you are in a game like this, it's pretty likely that you come in a challenge a bit too late and then you have the second yellow one. That's it. That's all. He had good moments in the first half, but he had some other moments as well, and you could see it. And I think he was not really disappointed when we took him off. I think it was rather a relief.
Well, what do you think of Salah's performance? Two great assists.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable. He's involved in everything. So, yeah. For first half wasn't great, obviously, but second half, then again, different system, and he's just is a key moment player. Definitely, he's always there when we need him. Like everybody, stepped really up in the second half, really good.
Paul, and last one, Joe.
Yeah, it's 930 points to come after you've fallen behind in games. You've got to get nine points from those matches.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You usually learn things like this a bit late in the season about your team. So we learned obviously pretty quickly, pretty early. Yes, we are not stable yet. We are not. But then I think with all the changes we made now and again for this game today. How can we be stable? It's really, I don't ask for that. I ask for trying everything, for making the next steps and stuff like this. In the first half, it was obviously not the case, but the second half then, even more so. And that's super helpful, obviously. Yeah, of course, we turning games around is helpful whenever it happens in the season. So we should not come that often in the situation is clear as well, but for today it's absolutely all right, and you have to play as good as you can. And it looked for me a little bit that we just couldn't play better in the first half for some reasons, and second half then I experienced that now a couple of times when you have really tough weeks. When players come back, then it's sometimes the first half. I hope it's not always the case, but sometimes it can happen that the first half they need a little bit to shake the legs off, and we have to work on that, that it doesn't happen, because the next international break we play Everton then. But the reaction was top class.
Joe, last one.
Jürgen, obviously it was a struggle for periods. You didn't have your captain there or your vice captain. To have someone like Andy Robertson there, Is it important for a manager to have like a senior guy there when things aren't going well?
He's not the only senior guy we had on the pitch. So Ali was there, Mo was there, Joel was there. I would say Diogo is a senior as well. We have enough of these guys, so it's all fine. But Robbo is an important player to us. If you don't know it, then have a look at the stats. He plays pretty much all the time. And we don't do that because he's a nice guy. So it was his 200th game today, Premier League game, big number. Curtis, 100th game, big number. Both players are probably pretty proud of that. And then scoring in a game like this is big, because it doesn't happen a lot. But it a good example for the second half, the change between first and second half, because obviously Robbo would definitely never have been in a position where he scored the goal in the first half. There was no chance. So we became more flexible, and that's very important in football.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.